This is Gen X. I'm Jennifer Martin. I try to keep my 3 to 4 minutes here on NPR in a positive tone, but sometimes I just wonder, what the heck is the matter with people? A couple of weeks ago, my husband and I were walking in a crosswalk in front of a Babies R Us when a driver honked at us and called us blankety-blank crackers, I guess because we weren't moving fast enough. Racial slur aside, we were pedestrians in a crosswalk in front of a baby store. I mean, what in the world was the matter with that driver? Our car has been hit twice in recent months by drivers who just kept going. Infuriating. At a play recently, despite the director's pre-show plea to put away all devices, a young woman had her phone out and glowing during the performance. Seriously? In our new house, no neighbor had come over to bring us cookies, but one did call the city to complain about the boxes we were in the process of getting rid of. We'd lived in the house less than 2 weeks. I feel like Linus from the Peanuts gang when he cried, "I love mankind. It's people I can't stand." It seems like a disheartening trend is appearing. If something is convenient for me, then it is fine and the rest of the world can just deal with it. If something bugs me, then it must be eradicated immediately, regardless of others' feelings or opinions. If I'm comfortable in my pajamas, then the hell with you, I'll wear them to the theater. If I want to update my Facebook status in the second act, too bad for you if you find the glow distracting. I don't like the boxes on your porch, so I want them gone immediately. I don't care that you've just moved in and may have several pressing things to deal with. I don't like them. I want them gone now. So the shopping cart I leave in the middle of the lot may hit your car. It's not my problem. I don't have time to put it away. All of the above instances are annoying and irritating and not truly serious. I get that. Compared to events in Ferguson or Iraq or Syria, these kinds of complaints are small potatoes. But they do make me wonder, what is becoming of basic consideration and tolerance? Qualities that seem to be in short supply of late. Are people choosing to be inconsiderate, consumed by looking out for number one? Or are some of us failing to learn empathy and basic consideration altogether? And couldn't the ability to distance oneself from others' feelings lead to the kind of inhumane treatment we see throughout the world? Is the garden variety lack of consideration I've experienced a lesser form of the intolerance that has been played out so terrifyingly in recent national and world news? Seems to me, the ability to disengage oneself from others' feelings is rude at best, dangerous at worst. I'm tired of the hackneyed phrase slippery slope, but is it possible that the loss of basic consideration is exactly that? Is the golden rule dead? And is it a huge leap to suggest that if we are able to disregard others' wants and needs in favor of our own, we are on some level denying others' right to happiness and security and peace? It's something to consider. Maybe the most important question I should ask is, what can I do about it? Precious little, it seems. I can't make others put away shopping carts or allow cars to merge on I-44, but I can relentlessly model this behavior in front of children, my own and others. I can't make other adults stop using racial slurs, but I can refuse to tolerate them in my presence. I can't personally stop religious extremists from murdering people. But I can teach my children and any others on whom I have an influence how important it is to be respectful of others' beliefs. Will it be enough? Probably not. The responsibility lies with all of us to pause, to consider, to lead by example, to practice patience and empathy every day, everywhere, and to everyone. Falling by the way, just stop and say. You're going the wrong way. For Gen X, this is Jennifer Martin. Just shine your light for everyone to see.